Hey guys, welcome to episode 42 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is not Ryan De La Rosa.
Ha 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 ha!
Mechs yeah. And stuff.
He's in Texas.
He's detectives. But instead, I have our totally unpaid intern, Gabe Philbin.
I'll be here all week.
And Dylan Roush.
Hello!
And we'll be manning the show this week. Why don't we just hop in with some news, Gabe? I don't know if you want to take over.
Whatever you want. Okay, whatever. I'll
take it.
You're going to do the shitty job because you're not getting paid.
Scooby-dooby-doo.
So first up, we have the controversial Mass Effect 3 ending getting an update to DLC.
Did you say controversial?
Controversial.
Oh, okay, I thought you said controversial. I'm having a hard time pronouncing that.
Yeah, I mean, oh, there's a lot of mixed
opinions. My mind goes straight to vagina.
Personally, I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay, well, let's just let the listeners know. You two have finished
yes.
Mass Effect 3, so your arguments are valid.
We're fully aware of the shit.
Yeah, the ending's been spoiled for me, so I know why.
Sorry,
it's bad.
But we won't spoil it for you guys.
Kind of like I spoiled Infamous 2 for both Ryan and Gabe now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Cole died or anything.
I can't believe Ryan hadn't beaten it yet.
Yeah. And to all our listeners that are mad that I just spoiled it, I can't believe that you hadn't beaten it.
Ryan's had the game since launch.
This is true.
I figured he had beaten it, so it's not like me spoiling Gabe on Cole dying and Ryan's like, I haven't beaten it.
We're going to have some listeners that are really confused. They're going to be like, wait, there's a guy named Cole in Mass Effect 3?
No, Cole!
Unless you named your shepherd Cole Shepherd. Then
Cole
there's
Shepherd
a Cole
dies.
In Mass Effect 3.
Oh.
Not
anyway,
naming
nope.
your shepherd man mm-hmm. truck?
Yes. So, back to this story. Everyone has a different opinion. I'm upset that BioWare didn't just be like, fuck you guys, this is what we wanted. But it's also nice to hopefully have... I don't know, a better understanding
you know,
of what they were going for.
I read a piece on this recently by Stephen Totillo.
Don't spoil anything.
I'm not. I was talking about his opinion of games being a malleable art. Meaning, there's a difference between this and other art forms because it's interactive. And it can be changed.
Well, here's my take on this. I always said from the beginning of, like, people asking them to change the ending, I'm like, if they change it, that's a huge mistake. But this isn't what they're doing as far
yeah,
as, like,
they're
like,
clearing
they're
things up.
They're continuing.
Yeah, it's like
yes.
A continuity.
This isn't the first time this has happened either. Prince of Persia.
I was just about to say that.
Fallout 3 did this as well. After
the thing is, Prince of Persia had a similar, well... Yeah, it had an ending that was also kind of a cliffhanger. I mean, I wouldn't say Mass Effect 3 is a cliffhanger, but it does leave a lot of questions up in the air, like, what now?
Yeah.
You know, so
this isn't the first time this happened, so I don't... This... what was the term I'm thinking of?
Entitlement.
No, the precedent. The slippery slope coming up. It's already happened. This is just the one with the most attention drawn to it.
Oh.
I'm saying that I've seen a lot that if they do this, then that means other companies are going to start. They've already done it before.
Yeah, well,
Newsflash,
I don't think
this is a
case.
New.
This isn't a case of a slippery slope, I would say.
And
also, they made a good point on Hard News, Screwtack, that Jared's all...
I missed Dest.
He was... Huh?
Nothing. Oh. Unrelated.
Jared was saying that BioWare announced that they're releasing DLC that takes place after the ending, and he's like, it sounds like they had this plan. This DLC was part of the
I'm
plan.
I'm thinking that
they
since the script got leaked, a year ago almost? Around June?
Let me ask this.
If the script got leaked that far back, is this the ending that was in that script?
I didn't read it, so I don't know.
People weren't going batshit crazy about that.
I don't think it was. I remember the details with the choices were there. I just don't think it was as bag of dicky as it was in practice.
Yeah. Oh, bag of dicky.
Bag of dickery.
If you can't tell, Dylan and I were not fans of the ending, like many other people.
And I got another point. BioWare is out to make profit, right?
Mad money.
Mm-hmm.
So, don't you want to, you know, to ensure that people buy future products, isn't it in your best interest to keep customers happy? Which, apparently someone at BioWare, or EA, agreed. So.
Yeah. Wait.
I mean,
Wait, what?
Apparently, I thought you were going somewhere else with that, and you didn't.
No, I was just saying they're in it to make profit, so that of course they want to keep their customers happy. And if their customers are, if there's enough people call for some changes, then they I don't see a problem in doing it to keep.
So
them
you're
happy.
Saying like it's not surprising that they're doing this?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't say these are changes.
Yeah, okay, additions.
Mm-hmm.
Finger
which
quotes.
I believe are completely warranted.
I'm curious if
I don't mind
they
additions.
Intended on having a negative reaction to the ending.
Mm.
Like if they're like, "All right, people are going to be really let down by this."
No,
we'll
I don't think you
and,
go
and
out of your
the
way
day.
To make to piss people off about it, unless you're Capcom.
You mean?
Well, we'll see how
Capcom. Capcom.
Crapcom.
Capcom. we'll get to that. I'm curious if, I guess we'll see how fast this DLC comes out. Because if this DLC comes out in a month or so, then we know that it was pretty close to finish, and maybe they pulled it in order to...
See, I don't know how long it takes to work on stuff when you already have the engine done and all that, so...
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, there's a rumor about,
I would think the bulk of it would be
the
writing.
Like, it's called, the Truth or something, and... They plan to have it released because of the script leaking.
Yeah, and it was rumored it'd be free. I don't have a problem with it being free. I have a problem with paying for it, but...
I mean, I
that means
pay
I'll just
it.
Watch a YouTube video of it. I'll get told
they
I'm
release,
a horrible person.
They should release something called The Lie and have that be, an even better ending.
I like it. I think what's more distressing is the amount of people who, because I'm not asking for a new ending, that makes me better than you, blah, blah, blah.
Entitlement.
See, calling Fuck. People... calling people names isn't helping.
Yeah.
That's the definition of being on a high horse.
Mm-hmm.
And seriously, get the fuck off it.
You know what they would probably say to that? Nay. okay,
no,
next up.
I hope not. I can't take all these puns.
Next news story. Oh, let's forget I did that one.
that's going to
okay, the Little Big Planet kart racer that was apparently confirmed a long time
Mod
ago.
Nation
the
racers?
Trailer finally came out. And to my dismay, it's being developed by the same people that did Mod Nation... United Front.
Do you hate that game as
oh,
much as I do,
no.
Gabe?
Mod Nation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I fucking hated that game.
See, now I'm worried that they won't fix the load times. It's going to play...
Did they
ever
eventually
fix
that?
There were a lot of similar things to Mod Nation.
Wait, but you said it's the Mod Nation... They made the racers. Not Mod Nation. Racers, right?
They made... United Front is the PS3 Mod Nation. I don't know
if
it's the same one.
I thought you said Mod Nation United Front. I was like,
no, Mod Nation Racer. Mod Nation Racer. Okay. The developer is United Front.
Did they ever fix those load times? You still have it, don't you, Av?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Remember, they patched it to try to fix the load times?
It didn't fix it, really.
And it made them longer. Them,
yeah. It made, some
oh, it
longer,
made it longer,
and the other ones, 3 seconds shorter.
Yeah.
Well, I gave up. I did not... After I couldn't log into the game, because I'm pretty sure I was banned... I don't know. I never got confirmation on that.
I love how you can't have custom soundtracks and voice chat at the same time. What the hell is that about?
I don't know.
There's a whole lot wrong with that game.
Which is disappointing. It had a lot of promise.
Yeah, it was cool in premise.
There's a PC game that has that kind of track customization. I can't think of its name right now.
The graphics were cool.
Yeah.
I didn't like the character design, but...
I just wanted to drive around in the mystery machine painted white like a hospital. Or ambulance, god damn it. So I had to, and because it cost like $5, I ended up making an ambulance out of a fucking, like, truck.
Painted like a hospital?
Painted like a hospital. I was the doctor with half a face.
Whoa.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then I made Black Jesus, and then I could never log on again for some reason. That's what I assumed I got banned for, but I don't think you can. Whatever. I returned it the next day.
I'm not aware if, like, it's been known for a while that United Front was going to be working on this. I assumed it was going to be Media Molecule.
Yeah.
And I kind of wish they did. I was excited about that, because they know how to make good things.
I'm going to go ahead and predict Media Molecule is going to have Little Big Planet 4 or 3 ready for the PS4 or something. I don't know.
I kind of wish they would go with a different...
That's what I said. I said that when Little Big Planet 2 was on display at PAX Prime two years ago. Yeah.
Do we need Little Big Planet 1? I mean 2.
No, I said that at PAX Prime 2 years ago. And remember everybody, like Greg Miller and all... That was when everybody was on the show. And they all like ganged up on me. Of course they're making Little Big Planet 3! Oh,
and it turns out it's your game of the year.
No, I love Little Big Planet 2. I always...
I know. That's why cool.
My argument was after 2, with all the things they're doing, what could they do with a 3?
I want them to go to a 3D environment, kind of like an old-school platformer. Well, not old-school anymore, but like
N64?
N64 era.
That could
platform.
Be interesting.
I think that's what they have to do.
Yeah.
They have to break out.
That is so much harder to like develop.
Yeah,
it is.
Especially with those creation tools. Like, it's hard enough with just like a 3-plane environment, 2D.
Think Mario 64, how each level is kind of contained within like a floating island. Something like that would be really cool.
Yeah, I agree with it. Like, I think that'd be awesome. I would definitely like buy it.
The way to make that like somewhat viable is to have a set engine and don't make it physics based. I don't think you can pull it off. You know, that's the problem with
that. Would
a
require
lot of
a lot of, I guess, resources.
Yeah. That's the problem that everybody has with Little Big Planet that doesn't get it. Like, they're all,
so floaty.
It's so floaty, I can't jump over this. It's like, well, it's all physics. It's momentum, the way you're moving before you jump and how long you hold the jump button. And people can't wrap their mind around that, and they don't like it. So, in a 3D environment, it would be even worse. I don't think I could get used to it.
Yeah, I think they would need to go with a...
But did they make it in Little Big Planet 2 so you could, like, change the gravity so it wasn't...
Yeah.
Oh.
You change the gravity, but...
It doesn't change how the physics works, though.
It's
changed.
Still physics-based. It's not like...
Oh, wait, it was like you had to go in, like, a sack bot or something to, like, make it not float. I don't know. It was some complicated thing, but...
Yeah.
I would definitely say if they did Little Big Planet 3, which... Now I'm hoping they are. As long as it's, like, this three-dimensional idea, because...
I can see the trailer already. It's all showing a bunch of Little Big Planet levels, and it looks spectacular. Maybe they up the engine even more, and then all of a sudden... It says Little Big Planet 3, and then like a D flies out and like slaps onto the 3 part of the logo, and then all of a sudden the plane changes in the game.
Oh my god!
Behind the show.
You're totally using ideas from 3D movies 5 years ago.
What did 3D movies 5 years ago have a 2D side scroller that turned into a 3D game?
I don't know. I'm looking at Metal Gear Solid 3D right now, and I'm like, that'd be the same thing.
I think Spy Kids 3D was actually the first 3D movie I ever saw.
Sweet.
Fun fact.
Why would you go see it?
Because I was like 6, dude.
Is that the one with Jessica Alba?
No, that's 4.
What?
That's 4. That came out...
Oh, how do you know this?
Because we watched
Why would
the trailer.
I not? I keep...
Because Gabe was a Spy Kid.
I keep track of Jessica Alba.
Good man.
Good
I know.
Show. Right, next up, Epic Mickey 2. Is a musical, apparently. And that's about all I know about it.
Cool!
I also know that PlayStation Move has support, but Kinect doesn't.
Well, I know that What's-His-Face is back.
Mickey?
Mickey confirmed.
That's gonna be co-op, too. It's Mickey and that creepy, rejected Mickey. That bunny guy.
I forget his name.
Goofy?
Let's call him Kevin.
Kevin, yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin Mouse.
Mickey and Kevin.
Kevin Mouse and Mickey Mouse.
Is it like that Mario from Sunshine made out of paint?
That was Little Bowser.
I don't care. He was still shaped like Mario.
He sure was, Dylan.
And he was made out of paint.
No, it's not like that.
No, I know who you're talking about. I think his name's like Warren
Mouse.
He's Warren. No, no, no. The head guy behind it. That's who you're talking about.
Oh, Warren Spector.
Warren Sapp.
Yeah, he's
Warren Sapp is back. He's, Warren Sapp he's receiving all
Mickey too.
What you know about Tampa Bay winning the Super Bowl? Okay.
Awesome. Not much, because they haven't.
They did once. So suck it. Sports.
Fuck.
Alright. In shocking news, Shadows of the Damned 2 is being considered.
Shocking?
By... Yeah, that's shocking as fuck. It sold 24,000... Shadows of the Damned 1 sold 24,000 units in the first month in
the US.
Let
that sink in a minute, Gabe. Shadows of the Damned 2 is being considered before Mirror's Edge 2.
No, Mirror's Edge 2 has been considered asshole. It will be at E3.
Confirmed. You heard it here first.
Confirmed.
Put slap that in Gabe's 2012.
I'll tattoo.
It's going to go right next to your prediction that you were going to beat my ass at SSX.
Which I would have.
And didn't.
If I wasn't.
Well, they would have developed Mirror's Edge if it would have
I could do that too. Money. Damn.
So now you're putting this on
me. Absolutely. If you would have bought SSX, then maybe there would be some validity to that article you wrote.
Maybe you should have bought 10,000 copies of Mirror's Edge.
What you're saying, Javi, though, is like kind of true. Like EA tried to pull this with them. Or no, it was Ubisoft. Never mind. Different company, but they tried to like get more people to buy Rayman Origins because they were like, depending on how well Rayman sells, we might get Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Which is fucking stupid.
Speaking of that, is that the Rayman that's like $10 on PSN right now?
Shouldn't it's Rayman 3. Rayman Origins is like the new one that came out.
Shouldn't they have based
year?
It on awesome. How well Beyond Good and Evil HD sold? Like, what?
Wait, I don't think it sold.
Well, actually, Rayman came with Beyond Good and Evil. So... That's kind of...
Yeah. Oh, Rayman Origins?
Or I believe the first shipment came with with the code for Beyond Good and Evil.
Yeah.
And yet, no one bought
actually,
it
Actually, I didn't
still.
Hear... I didn't see any stories
Beyond
about
Good and Evil
it
cannot get a
well,
break.
So maybe it sold okay.
Yeah. I have no idea.
You'd think there would be stories about it. There wasn't a lot of flops this year that we heard about, I think. Because you know, I remember...
Didn't Shadows of the Damned...
Right, well, that was a big flop. And actually, I want to say, before we move on, that's a game I've campaigned for all year. Campaign. No, like, campaign. Ever since it came out, I was always bringing it up on the show and telling people to check it out.
So, who developed
Grasshopper
of the Dam?
Manufacturer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a Suda 5-1's team.
According to VG Charts... I don't know how reliable this is. People say it is. People say it isn't. But it says Rayman on
is
PS3.
Is it spelled with a Z?
No, VG. Like the letters VG.
At the end.
Oh, with a Z? Oh, okay, yeah.
Then no.
Yeah.
There goes your credibility.
It says global on PS3 Rayman Origin sold 0.46 million. And then
it's
sold
like,
similar numbers on 360.
It's like spelling extreme.
Are you sure it didn't sell 4.6 million?
0.46. Yeah, so like really Damn. Bad. Yeah. I mean, they
well,
must
the
have
only,
that coming. I didn't think that game was going
to
sell.
The only mainstream publication that gave that game any love, like, it got okay reviews everywhere, but then it was forgotten.
Okay, I thought
it
was
Game
amazing.
Over Nation.
It got amazing reviews. Like, it got like
really?
I 4 months
eights
later.
At most. It got eights.
No, it was getting nines
I
and shit.
Don't, I wouldn't even give it a 9, and I liked it a lot.
I would.
Shadows of the Damned.
I like the demo a lot.
No, I'm talking.
Oh
about
no, Rayman. I'm talking Shadows of the Damned.
Oh okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the game got like
about? Yeah, yeah. But I was gonna say.
We're
yeah,
back
yeah,
to Shadows
yeah,
of the Damned
yeah.
now, Dylan.
I was gonna say that Shadows of the Damned didn't get any love from anywhere except for like me, but except for Joystick. On Joystick, they actually talked about it during their Game of the Year podcast, and they meant it was an honorable mention, and that. That really surprised me. That made me really respect Joystick, because they looked beyond the Skyrims and the Zeldas, you know. Good on them.
I mean, that game was fucking nuts. Like, the only thing I really watched, I didn't play it. I only watched the Two Best Friends video about it. And it was, like, just
it is.
Crazy. Well, the video is hilarious, so I would definitely recommend everyone watch that.
It's not as good as the Bear Grylls
video. Ah, it's fighting his dick!
Oh, poor Bear Grylls. Maybe we'll play that game, he'll be actually. Employed again someday. Yeah, I've wanted to play Shadows of the Damned, but just
no. Didn't. I wanted to play the Bear Grylls game.
Oh,
because of that video.
Well, we don't share the same feelings about that one.
This is true. But right, we do want to play Mind Jacked.
Yes, Mind Jacked, which Javi bought me.
Yeah, it just shipped. Still fucking sitting on my counter, and I'm just like looking at it.
I'm so excited.
I don't want to jack.
I can't wait till we all jack it.
We jacked the prices on Amazon
because the four of us had bought it,
and Foz bought it too.
So that's at least five.
We got five copies of Mind Jacked,
and the price on PS3 went up $5.
So I'm curious: is there a traditional multiplayer in that?
Maybe.
If there is, the servers are probably
they gone. Are empty, dude. Like, me and Foz, like, I was just playing through the single player, and then, like, two people hopped into my single player game, and one of them was an enemy, so they could, like, hop in and out of anybody on the screen that I was fighting, any of the enemies. And then, all of a sudden, like, another guy hopped into the game, and he was my ally, so he could hop into my friend on my side. Or you can hop out of your body and jump into any random person. So you can be like a 12-year-old girl with an assault rifle just killing people.
Why did she have
I don't know. They just pull it out of their ass. It's awesome. You get jacked.
Oh,
God, I don't know if I want to.
Why the hell not, man?
Because it looks like
it's so funny.
Just Dylan, just imagine being that kid from Mass Effect 3, but with a gun.
It's the video game equivalent of Anacondas 2, The Hunt for the Blood Orchid. It's the most unintentionally fun game.
That reminds me, Javi, our favorite villain in Anacondas, I think, is in Prometheus.
Excellent.
Really?
The British guy?
Or at least it's the guy that looks like him.
No, something I realized, I'm deadly... I mean, I didn't realize this, but I know this. I'm deadly terrified
allergic
of snakes,
to anacondas.
But I can watch Anacondas, The Hunt for the Blood Orchid, because snakes are not in that movie.
Fuck you, there's plenty of snakes. There's a snake orgy out in the jungle.
Oh my god. That movie's so awful.
I love that movie. Fuck
speaking,
you.
Speaking of jungles, Far Cry 3 has a new trailer.
Alright.
And there's drugs. More drugs. Lots and lots of drugs.
There's a drug orgy out in the jungle?
You want to go through that?
I don't know what to think of. It's so weird. There's like uppers and downers of mushrooms, and there's like this old man telling me, he's like, you can have this one. This one really rocks your world. And then
works just as good, and it's free.
You know what vibe I'm getting from the multiple trailers of this game?
Dubstep.
It's trying really hard to be edgy to the point where you kind of roll your eyes. You're like, come
it's
on,
laughable.
Man. Yeah, like that villain that says fuck every other word. It's not even every other.
Have
word.
I
yeah,
ever
what
told
is he trying to be? Me?
About the definition of insanity.
He's like, motherfucker, you want to fucking fuck you, fuck you, fuck. It's like, ah, dude, this is awful. He's really awful.
But dude,
fuck
he's
your
like
fuck,
insane.
Fuck,
so
fuck,
he
fuck.
Can do that.
Shut your fuck.
Yeah, so. I don't know, but that being said, the graphics look great. I think it looks really cool, especially after playing Far Cry 2, which I liked. I really liked Far Cry 2. It just had so many
I hated Far
issues.
Cry 2.
Yeah. Like, Far Cry 2, I was really excited for when it came out, and then I bought it,
and I hated it.
I was not excited anymore.
The AI had issues. Really big issues.
And driving through checkpoints had issues.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That turned me off. After the fifth time I had driven,
you had to drive
through a
so
checkpoint.
Far.
It's like, nope.
So far.
And then you die.
Yeah.
I turned off the game after the fifth checkpoint. And I was like, fuck this.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it had moments where it shined, and it was actually a lot of fun. But,
yeah, like,
the environment
the
was new for once.
Oh, really man, cool. Like, throwing a Molotov cocktail into, like, this big grassy area and just watching it spread.
Yeah, and then the wind just takes it. So it was, like, it was technologically awesome, but.
Totally.
Far Cry 1 is still awesome, though. I can still replay that one.
Yeah, I was playing it.
I never played Far Cry 1.
It doesn't hold up, per se. Far Cry. Just because the voice acting is abysmal. Oh my god, it's so bad.
Who the fuck plays it for the voice acting? You play it for the hang gliding.
The hang gliding. It is cool. I like Far Cry 1 a lot. But yeah, this
looks... hang gliding in Far Cry 2, I remember.
But Far Cry 3 looks like Far Cry 1.
That's a major plus.
Yeah.
It's just the action looks.
I think it looks cool.
Like every modern shooter that's come out in the last. My question years.
To that.
This one has mushrooms.
My question to that. It's got mushrooms. My question to that argument is: what is it supposed to look like? You're pointing a gun and killing. It's a first-person shooter. Like how do you differentiate from?
I don't know. I think Serious Sam mushrooms. 3 really.
Well, because there's crazy pig enemies or whatever, and giant cartoon weapons, but that's not what Far Cry is.
It was a bit more arcadey. Which is what I'm fond of, is the arcadey first-person shooter.
I like the shooting controls of Far Cry 2, so if like they bring those back, I'll be happy.
Yeah, I mean, there's some weird hit detection problems with Far Cry 2, but otherwise...
Yeah, no, I'm just talking about like the straight-up like how you point
it's weird. I really don't like iron sights in games. I don't know what it is about it. And spaghetti all over my screen.
Spaghetti.
It's only I loved about Far Cry 2 that I hope they bring back.
I think Borderlands did it right. I think Serious Sam did it right. And this is just me.
So you want
my opinion.
You just don't like looking down the sights. Yeah, so like Halo or something.
I don't like the realistic take on it. I like the batshit insane aspect of it.
Well, you don't like holding L1 to aim, and you don't like... You want a health bar. Right?
Yeah.
Fuck health bars. I hate health bars.
I think health bars are cool in shooters.
I want to be able to get my health back from not getting shot for a while. I think that the idea of having to find a health pack is so obnoxious. Like, I don't want to bother with that crap. Ever again. In any game. Well, except for maybe a platform. Well, no, not even in a platform. I like Mario where you jump in the water and it fixes your health.
That was so weird.
Yeah.
We have differing opinions then.
Hmm. Right into GameOverNation.com or mail at GameOverNation.com. Tell us what kind of health. Yeah, tell us what health regeneration you prefer. Opinions, man.
Show it.
Do it.
Next up, this is more of just like holy shit that just happened kind of thing, but the popular game Draw Something that's been blowing up everywhere.
Doesn't
the
even
developer,
work on my fucking
OMG
phone.
Pop was bought by Zynga for $200 million.
God damn.
OMG
Pop.
Pop.
Like, that's nuts. That game's been out for like what I think is like a month.
Uh-huh.
Not even. And, like, everyone is playing it.
Yep.
It's fucking crazy.
Does it have, in-game store where you can buy advantages for 99 cents?
You can buy colors.
Like, different colors.
Yeah.
Because it's about to get a whole lot worse.
You think so?
God, yes.
I don't know. Zynga, did they do Angry Birds?
They do the Facebook ones that constantly prod your requests.
Does Words with Friends do that? I don't think
it can.
Notifications. And Words with Friends, you can actually buy like hints and shit.
Mm.
Fuck that. I stopped playing it because people I know at work who, let's just say, they're not exactly the brightest bulbs.
Take that. I'm going to send this podcast to everyone you work with.
You don't know that word. I don't believe you. Fuck the Knicks. I was going to say police, but...
No, we like police. All right, and last up, we have Ninja Gaiden 3 comes out. And it's shit on by reviewers, which I realized that I spelled wrong. And reviewers are shit on by the fans after that. And I don't know, it's just another one of those situations of... the game gets, like, IGN gave it, like, a 3 or something out of 10. And everyone's like, wow, that means it's, like, unplayable. Is this really right? But then...
Where the rest of the internet gave it, like, a 5s and 6s.
Out of 5.
But it's, like, a month ago, these people would be, like, complaining that the game industry uses, like, a 3-point scale from, like, 7 to 10. So, I don't know. It's just another one of those situations. I didn't even know Ninja Gaiden 3 was coming out this soon.
Yeah, I know.
I had no idea it was being made.
You could say that it snuck up on us.
Ninja. I mean, wow. Itagaki left, and it apparently he knew his shit. I mean,
yeah,
he
they should just
sexually
made another
harassed
side-scroller.
A whole bunch of women, but but I mean,
he knew how to make a game. Yeah.
It's probably pretty cool, you know.
Damn, it's sitting at a 56. That's less than Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City.
Which
damn,
Javi
and that one plays like SOCOM,
about.
And SOCOM's a bag of dicks.
I really want Raccoon City.
Do you? Why? We already you convinced us to buy Mindjacked. Why do we? Why must we continue eating poo-poo?
I want it.
Why must we eat the poo-poo?
Why? I've eaten enough poo-poo this last year. I am looking at a lot of poo-poo on my shelf.
Eat it.
I don't wanna.
Eat the poop. Lord.
Alright, Javi, you take over.
Alright, guys, well, that's all the news we have this week. Let's talk about what's coming out next week. Absolutely nothing. That's what Ridge Racer comes out on Xbox 360. That's about it.
But who gives a shit?
Wait, Ridge Racer on a 3. I thought
was
it
Ridge
Sony
Racer?
Brand.
Maybe it's not Ridge Racer.
No, Ridge Racer has been on 360.
Ridge
Racer?
No, Ridge Racer is a Sony.
Ridge Racer!
Unless something changed in the last, like,
War
three
has
years.
Changed.
God, I hope
Let's
not.
See. Ridge Racer Unbounded, Xbox 360 and PS3.
Whoa! I was always under the assumption that it was their Sony's, like, baby other than Gran Turismo.
You're wrong.
I mean, no, Ridge Racer 6 came out on 360 back in 2005.
It's by Namco Bandai, wow. So they don't have any ties to Sony.
Okay.
Anyway.
Which makes me wonder, why is Gran Turismo published by Sony?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
so. Okay, I always wondered why it never came out on...
Well, Sony my owns that company, too.
Oh, okay. That explains that.
Alright, so let's check in with the listeners. What have you been up to? Let me start off. I have been playing Journey.
You've been eating...
Journey. I've been eating.
You've been eating the poo-poo.
No, not with Journey. Journey is something
special. Journey
is
something special.
I still haven't gone back to it yet. I want to.
You have to go deeper.
I have to.
That being said, Journey. Okay, me and Gabe are gonna... Say do something special for Journey. Keep your eyes peeled on GameOverNation.com or on our
Twitter. We're going out to the desert.
We're going down to the desert. We're going to do something special. But
I'm going to crash my bike again.
We're
going to
celebrate the game that is Journey.
Journey.
All right. Great game. Oh, and yeah. Okay. I've also been playing Dissidia Final Fantasy.
Damn right.
Wait, the first one?
That's mm-hmm. right.
What the fuck year are you in?
I know, that's why I said I'm really late.
2009.
Back in time.
The first one's so much more focused.
That's a good thing, right?
It seems. Like, yeah, it like there's less to concern yourself with. Like, in the second one, there's, like, assist characters.
Jesus. And that's amazing to me, because I feel a little overwhelmed. I'm up to the challenge, I'm enjoying it, but I'm also like, God, there's so much shit to keep track of.
Oh, yeah. Thank God there's an optimized
overly complicated fighter.
No, the fighting is just unorthodox. It's not like any game. Like, I was talking to Gabe earlier, and I said, this feels like a new genre. Like, I'm learning how to play this genre. And that's what's cool to me, because any game on my shelf right now, I've played them before in some form or fashion before, you know? So, like, I put in Uncharted. Oh, it's a third-person shooter. You know, you just aim and shoot. You know, Jack and Daxter, you just jump. Collect shit.
Jump and shoot.
Yeah, but like you put in Dissidia, and you're like, okay, at first it's a fighting game, but wait, what the hell is this bravery point? And it's like a tug of war, and then you start to find the intricacies of, like, when they hit you back, it can pause for a second, you can dodge out of the way, or you can jump, or, you know, and you can chain combos together, and you can decide whether you want to keep sucking bravery points out of them, or finally start attacking them, and it's so much you have to keep track of. And also while you're doing that, you're looking for those little crystals that are out in the field, and those can help you.
EX coins.
Yeah. So I mean, it's just like, whoa, like what the fuck, man? It's cool though. It's refreshing. I feel good about myself when I win a match, especially like near the end of what's the guy from Final Fantasy X? Tidus. Yeah, I was near the end of Tidus's. By the way, he has another moment just like that. And I was like, oh my god, I gotta find that on YouTube.
The story in Dissidia is balls.
Yeah, well, like, there's a part in his storyline where he's like, I've got to yell! And then it cuts, and he's running through, like, this empty space. He's just running, and then he's just like, I was like, what the fuck? What the hell is that?
That's him eating the poo-poo.
He ate the poo-poo.
No, that's the best game that
so like, good.
Square Enix has come out with in like the past like decade.
It's really good. It's
crazy. Decade?
And I'm pleasantly surprised.
You take that back, Gabriel.
What else has come out by Square Enix in the last
Final decade? Fantasy 12?
No.
fuck you. I will cut you. Cool.
Chill sandwich.
Okay. After I let Heidenweiss eat your
face.
Poo poo.
Heidenweiss, eat the poo poo.
Please don't.
That's what you get for not liking Sons of Liberty.
That being said, if you have PlayStation Plus, Dissidia is on sale. It's $10 right now. That's why.
It's on sale anyways.
Is it?
All the Final Fantasy games.
Oh, it's for everybody? Yeah. I thought it was the PlayStation Plus.
Well, PlayStation Plus has a bigger discount, but everyone has a sale right now. I bought 6, 8, and 9 for like $6 each. They're $4 or $5 9. For PlayStation Plus.
That's $5? I'm poor, but I can maybe get that. I haven't played 9.
Get 9, dude.
Do it.
Maybe you'll understand why I love Zidane so much. It's so awesome. That's another reason I'm fangasming about this game, is I finally get to play a modern or a more updated game with that character. I love that character so much.
Yeah, it's really nice to see 3D models, like updated 3D models of everyone.
Like, I'm not crazy about his voice actor, but at least it's better than Zidane or whatever. Or not Zidane, sorry. Tidus's voice actor is awful.
Flashback Tidus is much better than Tidus.
Why didn't they bring back David Boreanaz to play Squall?
Whatever. Or Lance Bass to play Sephiroth.
Yep. By the way, I did arcade mode after I finished Tidus's thing. I did arcade mode with Zidane, and I, at the end of the 5 dudes, I ended up fighting Sephiroth, and the second that fucking One Winged Angel song started playing, I got, like, excited. I got goosebumps, and he was tough as shit. Like, he was beating the crap out of me, and it was intense. Like, I lost, and I retried, and I was like, you really had to buckle down and focus and be tactical about the tug and pull. And, like, that match ended up lasting maybe 10 minutes, which was pretty long.
But, you know, Dissidia is ridiculous. There's, like, a replay editor. There's a replay editor.
Wow.
There's a whole store for you to, like, unlock new characters, new songs, new arenas, new everything. It's awesome.
I really like those games, but most of those characters have been ruined by the internet.
How so?
What do you mean?
I don't want to talk about how many times I've seen Sephiroth and Cloud hugging it out after school.
Really? That's why you don't want to play Dissidia? Because you've seen pictures of Sephiroth and Cloud.
I'm sorry, the internet has ruined
Rule 34 to everything.
I mean, they're not the only two. This game, it has every Final Fantasy character up to.
It even has your Final Fantasy VI heroine. What is it? Tara.
Tara / Tina.
And she's a lot less tough than I thought she'd look.
Because she's a magic user.
Yeah.
Until she goes into her X form and turns into a fucking monster.
Whoa. Spoilers.
Yeah.
Get it right, Gabe. You've played Final Fantasy VI. She turns Magi. Into an Esper.
Yeah. Magi Esther thingy.
Fucker. I'm so playing that, Dissidia. Actually, right now.
Yeah, Dissidia's great. Check it out. It's on sale. Buy it. Anyways. I've also been playing Mass Effect 2, just trying to get through that to get 3, or to jump into 3. I bought 3 the other day.
And we've been playing the multiplayer. Which you're already bored of, because you're fucking soldier, and it's stupid. Stupid class.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Engineer, man.
Well, and we've only been doing bronze, and bronze is just like a free-for-all of nonsense.
See who can kill the most, the fastest.
Yeah, and it's usually
me. Because I'm the fucking
the Krogan Sentinel. I just run in there and blow shit up.
I've also been playing some SSX, just lightly, just trying to keep up with Harris's scores. He's gotten really good. He's gotten very good.
Because that's all he plays.
So,
because he's good poor.
He's not
he
poor.
He stopped playing his Vita.
Anyways.
You were so excited for
That's what I've been up to. Dylan, what about you?
Besides telling everyone I think everything is a pile of shit.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
What? Not much.
What's up?
I got Jack and Daxter collection. What?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I used my Grey Whale card that I got from Havar here. I got that and Metal Gear Solid 3D. And both of them are really cool. Metal Gear is kind of hard to play without the Circle Pad Pro because you aim with the A, B, X, and Y
sort
buttons.
Like Peace Walker.
Yes.
Yeah. And the Circle Pad Pro would definitely be nice for that.
Do you did you get that or no?
No, I don't have it. So I'm
going
to buy one.
I didn't know that was out yet. Jesus Christ.
Came out with Resident Evil.
It came Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I believe it came packaged with it. Apparently Resident Evil's really good with it as well. Well, necessary with it.
Oh, man,
I
cannot wait for my redesign. What? There's so a redesign. Nintendo's going to come out on stage at E3 and be like, "We did this for you." And they'll point at me.
And then they're going to laugh in everyone's face who bought it at launch, like me.
And then they're going to give us the Ambassador too.
Oh. Wait, have they said they're doing more with the Ambassador?
No.
Did they release all the games they promised yet?
Yeah, they did.
Was it worth it, kid?
No.
No. I've already played and beaten all the ones that they released.
So. I've already put more time into my Vita than I have in my 3DS.
I haven't gotten to that.
You played the shit out of Mario.
Yeah.
You should, like, send me your 3DS. Or just send me the Mario Kart, and I'll just play it on Fozzie's 3DS.
I don't even think I've beat all the Mario.
I'll do that.
Mario.
I'm in, like, the special stages, I think. I mean, like, wait, maybe I did beat him. I have no idea. It's been, like, 4 months since I've
played. Why aren't you special?
Yeah. Oh, right, and I beat Mass Effect 3. I can hear my dog barking.
Sorry, I can hear my roommates barking.
Fozzie is barking?
Someone's out there, like, that thing is DMX.
He talks with Layla. Layla is part pitbull.
I don't know what else I've been playing, really.
Mass
Effect 3. Final Fantasy VI, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's really been it. Not much to say.
Both
I still
are
think
playing
they...
two of my favorite games.
I know.
Stop.
I do what I want.
Put her down, put him on top. Whoa. Whoa. That's a rough ride, bro. What? What? Leave a dog alone. Leave a dog alone.
Just
is he
so
still
can keep
in jail for tax fraud?
No,
or
that was
tax
fraud?
Taking the gun
he
to
fought,
the airport.
He fought with dogs. That's why he.
Is
went
that
to
why
jail.
He went? To, no, he went
no,
to jail.
He tried to like. He took a gun to the airport.
Yeah,
or
he was trying to break.
Whatever,
he was trying to
a
steal
car.
A car in the airport parking lot, and he had all this cocaine why on him.
DM? Why? Oh God, I don't even ask.
It's because he was on those Jet Li movies, and so he thought he was invincible, like Jet Li.
He thought he was unleashed.
He was told never to back down.
That's with Steven Seagal.
Oh. Yeah. and DMX.
I would back down from.
Is that the one where DMX is on a four wheeler? He jumps from a building to the other.
No, that's the Jet Li one. It's the same one. Yeah.
DMX.
Just one has a ponytail and the other doesn't.
Mm-hmm. It's Kiss of the Dragon or Romeo Must Die. Oh,
Kiss of the Dragons. Fuck! What the hell?
Fuck!
Jet Li's movies are all the same.
They're all red.
Romeo Must Die is the one that has Aaliyah before she
died.
Yeah,
where he kicks a pool ball at someone's head. And it's...
No, that's Kiss of
God
the Dragon.
God damn it! They're all the same. And he has a bracelet with needles in it that paralyze people.
That's Kiss of the Dragon.
That's Romeo
too.
Must Die.
No, it's not.
I don't know. Romeo Must Die is the one where at the end he like knees the guy in the face. Oh no, he kicks the guy at the top of the head and it goes.
That's Kiss of the
and
Dragon.
And it goes X-ray.
No, it's not, Gabe. It's
yeah. Stop. It goes all X-ray and the guy's spine like an accordion just all. That's cool.
That's so stupid. Remember that Jet Li video game on the PS2?
No.
No.
It was shitty.
Remember the Jackie Chan That's video game?
There was a Jackie Chan video game and I haven't played
it's Jackie Chan's Stuntman.
Oh, that would have been
Chan
so cool.
On the GBA.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. I had that.
If one of the levels was like a ladder, rope, and chair factory and you were holding a baby and you didn't want trouble.
You didn't want trouble.
You would never die. It'd be the easiest game in the world. But it'd be cool. It'd be so worth it. That's what people need to like do is make a cool Jackie Chan game. Like Police Story, the game.
This episode's going to be called We Don't Want Twabble.
And I've just been playing Mass Effect 3. Nothing interesting. Absolutely nothing interesting.
Yeah, Mass Effect 3 is not interesting.
It's a little interesting.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not saying the game's not interesting.
Not when you beat
I'm
it.
Saying what I've been playing.
Have some interest.
Yes, I've been playing the multiplayer.
Gabe, tell me about the Mass Effect.
Okay, one more story.
The Shepherds.
The Shepherd.
Shepherd.
Okay. So is he like Space Jesus? You decide.
Spaces.
Spaces, yes. Okay. Spaces.
That's crucified in space.
Jesus was a specter.
I think we just came up with a great fanfiction.
Better in Robot and Batman? Not Robot, RoboCop.
Robot and Batman. That'd be even better.
Linguo?
Linguo!
Linguo oh, no. is horny.
Oh, bad memories of RoboCop and Batman.
Is that all, Gabe?
That's... I mean, I'm dabbling in Rayman Origins on Vita. But...
Oh, did you buy it? I didn't know it was out.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a launch game.
Oh, shit. Cool.
Yeah.
How is it?
It's awesome. Rayman Origins.
Huh.
That reminds me. Remember when Ryan
it's
bought Soul Calibur 5?
Oh,
he bought Soul Calibur 5?
I thought...
He did.
Did he?
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Played it once, I'm pretty
I'm
sure.
I'm kidding, Ryan. I love you. You might listen to this.
No, he won't. Because
no,
I don't listen
he
to
won't listen to
this.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not in it. I don't give a
Since
fuck.
Someday I'll play it with my friends, maybe. I was like, all right, Ryan.
No,
add that to that stack.
No, you won't.
Housekeeping!
Come on in, Lauren. There's no need to be worried this time. Ryan's not
Off
here.
My lawn.
We totally won't say anything creepy this time.
Yeah, Della Rosa ain't around. Come on in.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, let's talk about some questions. Let's talk about the questions.
What questions?
Eat the questions.
Eat the queen.
First questions.
We actually got questions. We got more questions this week than we did with Starship Amazing.
I know, right?
That's not amazing.
Than we did when I offered a free game.
What's wrong That's with true. Your game? Alright, Jordan Rodkey writes in. He says, what's everyone's take on the Phil Fish controversy? What is that?
Phil Fish, he's an indie developer. I believe he was talking out of his ass. Let me...
Oh, is this the Fez guy?
Possibly?
Yes, it is.
The Bethesda guy.
No, the indie game Fez. He said, "Ah, shit! What the fuck did he say?" God, I. Oh yeah, it was something about Japanese games. How he said they just suck.
Oh, I heard them talking about this on Screw Attack.
Yeah, he said modern Japanese games just suck. You can quote me on that.
Yeah, he said something to the effect of like Japan sucks. Fix it.
Yeah, okay, so I'm reading. An unknown Japanese developer asked the panel, which included Fish and Braid creator Jonathan Blow, what they thought of modern Japanese video games. Fish replied, "Your games just suck." I mean, which isn't far from the truth.
Yeah, but it's too
Thank
large.
God he's not actually working for a publisher, you know.
That's too big a net to cast, though. You can't just say Japan's games suck, because there are...
I do it all the time, except just... with everything else.
Yeah, but there's no validity to that, because there's always exceptions.
Hey, ironically, Twitter is telling me to follow him. No, I won't.
No.
What do we think about the controversy? Personally, I think he...
I don't know enough about it.
Yeah, I mean, but saying something like that is controversial, so...
It just sounds like a broad generalization.
He kept saying more after it, though.
Oh, did he? Yeah, he got the full quote then, like, so we can actually get the...
Like, in, like, response to other people, I'm just seeing a lot of quotes. He says, "I'm sorry, Japanese guy, I was a bit rough, but your country's games are fuck terrible nowadays."
He sounds like an asshole.
And then he said, "Well, you know, not all of them, just a lot of them."
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, and I think most people would agree with that.
Yeah, didn't Inafune say that they're...
Yeah, Inafune said the same thing.
Yeah.
That they're Staten Oil... Not the same thing. He said they're stagnating, which is totally true.
Now, what Inafune said was...
He said he saw shit at TGS.
He did say that, and he said, "Hey guys, we created video games. What the fuck?" You know?
Was that an actual quote from him?
No, but that's the gist of it.
Because that'd be
like,
pretty
why...
legit.
He said, "We created video games. Why don't we have our shit together? Let's fix this." You know,
yeah.
So, yeah.
At least he's trying to do something.
I'll agree that they're, that it's kind of stagnating.
Yeah.
Because it totally is. It has been for 10 years now.
The problem is they made it too much of a business, and or at least not a business. They're too safe.
They're pandering to a group of males over there that only want turn-based JRPGs with cutesy anime girls. Which isn't a healthy...
I think they found success in the late 90s and haven't done anything since. That's all. They've just ran with that success, and they've ran it straight into the ground, and they don't know how to pull up.
Yeah. Well, but then the last 2 years, we've seen a lot of new ideas coming out. Vanquish was, well, I wouldn't say new idea, but... good
it
games.
It worked well.
Demon Souls, Dark Souls. Bayonetta.
If you're gonna talk anything like Vanquish or No More Heroes, that kind of stuff, like that's all.
They're not.
That's more style over substance. Mm-hmm. Like, and especially Suda 51. That guy is all style. I mean, I love it. Don't get me wrong. I think it's great. But it's still, there's nothing technical. Technically, actually, those games are all technically flawed. They all deserve sevens and eights at most, you know, because they have glitches up the ass, you know.
Yeah, definitely, but technically challenged.
Yeah, but Japan needs to step their shit up and start making technology that's impressive again, you know.
If I may give an example of Japan's industry right now, last week, with 18,291 units sold, if I were sealed in a room with a girl, I'd probably XXXX debuted on Nintendo 3DS.
Wow.
Really?
Yep. Let that sink in.
Yeah, I mean...
I am.
Here's a good analogy for the entire Japanese market when it comes to, like, trying to lead the way with... trying to lead their way with, like, pushing the industry forward, and I think they're failing is... Look at Metal Gear Solid 4. I mean, it's that game is so bloated and like it's not practical. Like you have to install each chapter of the game if you want to play each chapter.
Yeah,
install it again and again. They didn't compress any of the audio The engine was super advanced for when it came out, but it wasn't efficient. Like, it's just, and it doesn't hold up. Like, I think that Japan kind of needs to focus on making shit work simply and efficiently. I mean, and think about how many resources Kojima Productions must have poured into that engine, into that whole product. And it's not worth it. I mean, you can have a smaller team in the US that's just creative and trying different things, you know, and they can, like, look at Bastion. Fucking Bastion is incredible, and that's all because the project came together because it was focused and it wasn't trying to do more than it should. I think that's a big problem there, too. It's just that Japan needs to, and I don't think it's, you can't really say the industry in Japan, it's just, you need developers individually to start to change it up,
I think what's happening somewhat is they're trying to, like, make their games more Western, but keep them, like, Japanese style at the same time. Like, sometimes it works with, like, Vanquish that took, like, third-person shooting, like Gears of War or Uncharted.
Yeah.
But then there's, like, Final Fantasy XIII. Cool.
Castlevania, Lords of Shadow. Yeah. Like, it's trying to be God of War, but it sucks.
I mean, when they try to do, like, original ideas that works with, like, original gameplay ideas with, like, that works with their own, like, culture, like, Dissidia, it's fucking amazing. Like, they just need to, like, focus more on working with what they do right rather than trying to mix what they do right with Western style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Bionic Commando, the reboot, that was a perfect example of trying to do a Western style, and it just fell on its face. They don't really get Western style. They know how to try to emulate it and make some bastardized Japanese version of it. I mean, some military guy with dreadlocks is not cool. You may think it's cool.
It was cool during the 80s.
Yeah.
Wait, Japan didn't develop that.
Didn't they?
No, that was,
Oh, yeah, that was fucking Grin.
Yeah, Grin.
That's right. But you have to assume Capcom signs off on all the designs and all that, so I don't know. It is, it's pretty bad.
So, I mean,
I don't know.
It's Phil Fish. He said the truth.
You look at...
Just in a non-PC way.
Yes.
Look at Capcom. Look at the big players from the Super NES era. Right, look at Capcom. Capcom. Capcom.
Who can't even spell anything right anymore.
Yeah.
Resident Evil Revelations.
They hit it big. They hit it big with Street Fighter 4. Like, they revitalized
the fighting. And they released the same game 10 times.
And they picked up that ball and have been
sprinting
with it. Yeah.
Which is seriously distressing because they're selling.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, this leads into Jordan Rodkey's second question. What the hell is wrong with Capcom? Thank you.
They don't know how to spell.
I think they're deliberately fucking with its fans. Like, the whole Mega Man Legends 3 canceled because we didn't help make it? What?
And I don't know if that was it.
I think it was just, like, lack of support. Like, KG Inafune was, like, the head of that and then left.
Well, Capcom's tweeting about it. It was canceled because fans didn't support it.
I think that's true. I think that's totally true. Because they knew it wasn't going to sell. And it didn't make sense to continue with the project.
It was...
That's exactly why, is because fans wouldn't support it. It wasn't going to sell. There's no reason to make it.
Yeah, exactly. They also can't spell anything right. Like, Revelations, and what was the trailer that just came out where they did Cacpacom?
Cacpacom.
Oh, God, what... At the end of the trailer, beginning of the trailer, It said, like, developed by Capcom Limited.
Oh, it was Mech War. It was the one that Ryan posted.
Oh, really?
Mech Warrior or Mech Assault or whatever it's called.
I don't
know. It was a mech game.
It's just kind of, like, laziness. We joke about it, but, like, they're just re-releasing games. They're not really... They're just pumping stuff out. They're not, like, proofreading it, if you will.
I mean, I think those spelling errors are just funny.
Yeah.
But they do kind of make them look bad, and they already do look bad. All right, next question is from Justin Das. Says, the term entitled gamer gets thrown around a lot. What does that term mean to you?
Really, really annoying Twitter post.
I think that every time I say entitlement in a tweet or something, it's not because I'm calling anyone entitled. I'm actually making fun of people that are calling people entitled. Like, I think that got lost in a lot of tweets that I put out, because I think calling someone entitled just makes you look like a fucking asshole. Like, that's you saying you're not allowed to complain
when you have spent your money on it.
Because I disagree with you. And that, fuck that. I hate that shit. That petty name calling because you don't want to hear that someone disliked something. It's stupid.
I don't know. It's so frustrating.
To
hear people using this word all of a sudden. Like, it was rarely used before this Mass Effect 3 thing. Mm-hmm. But, like, outcries like this Mass Effect thing have happened before. And it's just like hopping on this bandwagon of calling people entitled, because it's like the new cool insult.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's annoying.
Mm-hmm. He says, how do you guys feel about Day 1 DLC? I was surprised that Mass Effect 3 had Day 1 DLC.
Really?
That was not given to people. It was not given to people who purchased the new game. In Mass Effect 2, you got Day 1 DLC for free when you bought a new copy. Any thoughts?
Yeah, you got the Day 1 DLC for buying the Collector's Edition, which was stupid. I don't like Day 1 DLC, but it's not surprising. EA abandoned that Project $10 thing a year ago. I think Dragon Age 2 is the last one to actually support that shit. And we all know how that turned out.
Yeah. Both of his questions are in lieu of Mass Effect 3.
I'm buying a huge basket of penises.
Day 1 DLC isn't just Mass Effect 3.
Yeah, you know, these questions seem like based off Mass Effect 3.
Right.
In terms of the DLC that Mass Effect 3 brought out, I don't... It's hard to comment on, because this, on Mass Effect 3, there's a whole bunch of controversy again, because, like, there's this video of a guy who changed one line of code in Mass Effect 3 without purchasing the DLC, and he unlocked the character, everything with it, this Javik Prothean.
Yeah. But the actual mission wasn't there?
No, I don't think he didn't get the mission, but he could use the character in a squad, everything after the mission was unlocked.
Okay.
So, like, the character and all the voice, everything is in the game. So, like, in that sense, it's annoying. But, like, they can work on DLC after the game goes gold. Like, and finish DLC. Like, a developer can do that, like, before the game comes out. So, in that sense, like, it's okay. But, I would rather have them come out with DLC day one than, like, a year and a half down the line when I just don't give a shit anymore.
Gabe, your entitlement is showing. I think an even worse offender would be Street Fighter versus Tekken. There's, I believe, 12
characters. 12
characters. They're all on the disc already. All of them are already there. They're being withheld for, I believe, the Vita version or whatever.
And they're going to be slowly unlocked for $5 a pop.
Something like that. They're DLC. Shuma Gorath and Jill Valentine were already on the disc.
Yeah, but $5 for each of them.
And, you know, people are eating this shit up, because the fighting game community has no self-control.
Captain Falcon.
That's right.
Captain Falcon. Yeah, I mean, even, like, my favorite fighter, BlazBlue, does this shit. It doesn't add characters, so it's like not really anything adding to the game, but they sell like character colors for like $3.
So not
they sell like extra voice options for like $5.
Yeah.
So not only is Capcom have its own poo-poo, but they're leaking their own poo-poo into Tekken, Javi's fighting game franchise. How does it feel, Javi, knowing that Capcom shit is all over your game?
Well, I was just playing Tekken 6 earlier today with Boz, and I kicked the shit out of him. And I didn't taste any poo-poo. So I'm good.
That's good.
I do want Tekken Tag 2. When you
play, you'll have that. What?
Tekken Tag 2 comes out this summer. I'm gonna pick that up.
Hopefully they have none of Capcom's poo-poo on
they
it.
They have to poo-poo. Right.
I think that's even a worse offender, though.
I think the Day 1 DLC sucks for the consumer. But as a business, you can't really blame them. Like, me and Dylan were talking about this privately.
Yeah, people eat that shit up.
Like, I'm like, they have every right to release content in however
much. If it sells, go for
much.
It.
Yeah, and it is, so.
If you really don't like it, don't buy it.
We vote with our dollars. That's always been true.
And if it continues because people buy it, you only have yourselves to blame.
Yeah.
Or the people that bought it to blame.
Well,
so
yeah,
don't yell
that's
at the
it.
Developers, yell at the people.
I personally blame Bethesda for this. That horse armor, that started a landslide of
people. For some reason, Skype glitched out, and I thought you said, I totally blame dubstep.
No, I blame Bethesda and their horse armor.
Okay.
That was the big monster leading up to this shitstorm where every game has DLC. Even if the game doesn't... What? Mindjack has paid DLC. No one fucking plays that game. Your game isn't popular enough. No one's buying it for $5. Why would they buy a $5 map pack?
We bought it. Guys, let's all buy the map pack.
I bought it used, thank you.
Yeah, don't save 3 cents.
Sweet.
I saved 3 cents. Fuck you guys. I'm making a stand here. I won't buy shitty games unless it's used.
Unless it's already been.
Seriously, every fucking game is coming out with DLC, whether it needs it or not. Or whether it deserves it or not.
These have been really good.
Our final question for today. And thank you, everybody, for writing in. Yeah, Gabe's right.
Yeah.
You need
eat the poo-poo.
We need to have the questions. if you want to write into mail@gameovernation.com.
Isn't there one more?
Next week. Yeah, I'm just letting people know. All right, our final question this week is from Ghost8182.
He returns.
He returns. And he says...
Now we just need McAnus to write in.
I know, McAnus, what up? I was talking to him on Twitter. He's a cool guy. He's like...
Where your curly mustache?
He's like, yo, I haven't listened in a while. I need to get on that shit. I'm like, yeah, you do, dog, dog, blah, blah.
Dog, dog,
dog, dog.
The Bounty Hunter. Is this DMX again?
Yeah. All right. Ghost writes in. He says, Dear Game Over Nation crew, how important is an ending? And do you think video games are malleable and interactive art forms where game designers can take feedback and improve their games past release with DLC and patches?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
why shouldn't
it be?
You
can't take a painting and do that. But
George Lucas
can
do
about
that.
Games. You can, yeah. And
paintings aren't interactive.
I know. I'm saying that's what's good about games. They have that interactive thing, so it can still be an art form, but it can be
it's a lot.
Changed.
It's malleable.
Yeah, I love that word, malleable.
Malleable.
Malle.
But I don't. What is they have the means to do it? Why not? Apparently they have reason to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a problem with it. I don't see the necessity of calling us whiny babies when you suck. You suck, you suck, you suck.
I just wonder, though, what's the point of updating a game at a certain point? Like, what's in it for the developer? Going back and fixing things if the game's been out and people have bought it already.
So they come back and buy more.
Yeah, people come back. Oh, they supported this game after release. I mean, they'll support the sequel, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's also a business, so, like, that comes into play. Like, they need to make money in order to make more games.
Exactly.
All
people
of
forget.
Too.
People forget that it's a business thing at the most
convenient
times.
I'm talking about patching games for free, not DLC. Yeah,
patching. So still, like, if there's a problem
with
the game.
Yeah, if the game is broken and people are like, oh, don't buy the game, it's fucking broken in multiplayer, obviously you're going to want to fix it, you know?
Well, Factor 5
you don't
want to
deliver a broken
Factor
product.
Factor 5 took a little too long adding analog support to that Lair game.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
they should have saved those resources, those like 20 man hours. They should have put that into saving their company.
Ouch. That's fucked up, man.
I know, right? They probably had the janitor fix this... that code.
I think we covered this argument pretty good at the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, with my little rants.
Your little pony.
What pony? I wish they would patch Dragon Age 2, though. Include a whole new game.
I totally missed an opportunity to say, yo, no way, we just talked about that like an hour ago, you crazy fuck.
Well, now you did.
Alright, guys, well, that's going to do it for episode 42 of Game Over Nation. It's been a lot of fun.
It has.
Yeah. It has. It's been informative. I feel less entitled.
I've hopped off my high horse.
Now, if you enjoyed this show, you better check out me and Ryan tonight are recording Podcast Amazing with the Starship Amazing boys. So definitely
check those crazy fucks.
Those crazy fucks.
Yeah. No, if you're interested in music of any kind, you should listen to Starship.
Who cares
Amazing.
If you're if you enjoy lunch?
You guys, yeah. If you guys want to hear about the awesome music I listen to, you should check out that podcast.
Music, don't you, music is awesome, but listen, they're hilarious.
Gabe's like, I don't like the music you listen to, Javi. And then I'm like, no, 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 no.
Yeah, Javi, how does it feel? Gabe has starred more of my tracks than yours.
I don't know how many stars of my tracks he starred.
That makes me king of the mountain.
But if you guys...
His opinion don't count.
If you listeners out there want to write in for next week's show, and I highly implore you to, you can write in to mail@gameovernation.com, or you can @mention us on Twitter, @gameovernation.
Fat mention.
Make sure to link up with us on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Subscribe
What's
to our channel.
What's our names?
We're about to start adding some good video content on there, so you can get all those links on gameovernation.com on the right.
But Javi, how will I link to you guys on Twitter if I don't know your guys' tags?
What? Oh, tag?
Good question, bro.
What? #GON? Is that what you're talking
about? No. Oh, yeah, you can follow Javi at juvie 008 or 008OK.
All right.
God, you made that more complicated than it needed to be.
I'm sorry, it's hard.
You crazy fuck.
You crazy fuck.
Dylan is Dilanosaurus, and I am Rabid Wombat 9. Ryan
I think Javi
is
should
A-Strike
be,
Rhino.
Javi should be more entitled to a better...
Yeah, who do you think you are with that Twitter name, you fucking entitled fuck?
I want to change it up, but I don't know what to.
You are the 8 Javi.
That's right. I am number Hav. If you like the show, spread the word. Tell your friends. Tweet about us. Facebook about us. My IGN about us.
I still haven't got myself banned yet. I'm going to work on that.
And you can support us by buying a print of a comic if you like one, or you can just donate money to us without getting a comic. Either way, you're helping us out. And that's it for episode 42. Thanks everybody for listening. We'll catch you guys next week. Until next time, I'm Javi Rodriguez with Gabe Philbin.
Hey.
And Dylan Roush.
Fuck.